Praise the Lord. For our text today, we'll be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. And it reads thus. Then it happened, as they were coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he has come near, he asked him, saying, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today. Thank you for this passage of scripture. Thank you, God, for preparing the heart of your people to receive your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will take away my human understanding and fill me, O God, with the power of the Holy Spirit. Master, I thank you so much for your patience. Thank you, God, for your love for mankind. Thank you, God, for your mercy. Thank you for this passage of scripture. God, that your undiluted word will be spoken to your people. And God, those who will receive your word will receive it with gladness. And God, that it will be a blessing to the life of those who may not know you, and even people who know you, it will encourage their faith to live faithfully. We thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Again, I'm grateful and humbled. Thank God for this opportunity that I'm given another opportunity to speak again on this blessed day. The theme of our message today is your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. The Bible is speaking to you and myself today that Jesus was passing by. And a beggar was sitting by the road begging. When Jesus was passing by, he asked the crowd, what is it? I'm hearing the noise, but I don't know what is going on. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The blind man recognized who Jesus was, the son of David, more clearly than many people who were blessed with physical sight. This claimed Jesus' attention. And in fact, when he was shouting, son of David, people were stopping him, start causing noise, start disturbing the crowd. Jesus is passing by. But the Bible tells me that Jesus stopped. And asked him to be brought to him. You bring him to me. When he got closer, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, the blind man cried for mercy, demonstrated his belief that Jesus has the power to heal him. Now, this is one thing I want us to understand today. If we are calling on Jesus, then we must have faith in him. We must believe in him. No matter the circumstances, we must know for sure that God is able to work out those situations and wipe out those tears from our eyes. Amen. And the Bible said, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want to see. I want to receive my sight. And Jesus said, receive your sight. Because your faith has made you whole. Physically, you cannot see, but you recognize me as the Son of David, the God of the Most High, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I see how you're pressing on. Even when they're stopping you, they say, stop shouting, you're still shouting. It tells me that this opportunity, you won't let it go. Listen to me. There are times in our life that when we come across Jesus, we need to trust him and believe in him that he can answer our prayers. And on this occasion, the blind man would not let Jesus pass by him. And so he did all he could do. He was shouting, he was straining, he was doing everything he can so that Jesus would stop and address his concern. How many of us has a situation? Though we have been praying years, months, days, but this time, the Holy Spirit is prompting us to keep calling on him, no matter the circumstances, to keep calling on him, no matter the difficulties we face. And the answer is going to come. And the Bible says, immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. There are times in your life, got a lot of situation, and he's going to deal with it at his perfect time. There were many people that believed that followed Jesus who has problem and they wanted the problem to be solved. But this blind man concern cleans Jesus' attention and immediately turns to him and asks him, what do you want me to do for you? It does not matter how long you have been in the ministry. It doesn't matter your age. What matters is God's perfect will in your life. God wants his need to be glorified. So he allowed our situation and he has the best time to address it. But I want you to understand today that your faith can make you well. This blind man had faith in Jesus. He believed that Jesus has the power and control over his situation. And so by just stopping and speaking in his life, he would experience a healing power. How many of us recognize Jesus in our situation, that just by stopping and believing God in our situation, we can experience a change? If you never recognize Jesus as the God of all powers and authority, I want you to know today that no matter what condition you find yourself in, no matter the circumstances you find yourself in, no matter the challenges you find yourself in, God is faithful and He's merciful. God will forgive your sins when you call upon Him in repentance, and He will answer your prayers when you make a request to Him. I don't know where you are listening to me, but I want to encourage you that the situation you find yourself in, all you can do is to invite Jesus in your situation, and He will take care of your problems. Jesus asking the blind man, "What do you want me to do?" does not mean that Jesus had no idea of the problem the blind man was going through. That He was giving him the willpower to express Himself what He wanted Jesus to do. God knows our problems, but He had told us we should remain in Him and He will remain in us, and if we ask for anything in His name, it will be given to us. John chapter 15, verse 7. And so, I want to encourage you today, if you remain in Jesus and the Holy Spirit is living in you, then you can definitely ask Him for anything and He's going to answer you. The blind man knew exactly that just by hearing the name Jesus, it was an opportunity for him to ask Him this movement, "Lord, have mercy on me." And immediately Jesus had mercy on him. If you had a situation today, and just believe in God, and inviting Jesus in your situation, God will take over and your problems will be solved. I don't know what you're going through, but I want to take this time to just pray with you briefly and believe that God will take over your situation. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for today. Father, thank you for the testimony of this blind man. Lord, it shows to me and reminds me that you are the only way. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Lord, I come as a servant. I'm not worthy before you, but I pray that you have mercy on me. Lord, I don't know where my brethren are. I don't know where others are listening to me. But I pray for them, oh God, that whatever situation they find themselves in, your grace will cover them. And God, you will have mercy on them. Whatever affliction, oh God, they're going through, Father God, that you will restore them and give them peace. Oh God, I give you all the glory. Your will be done. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.